We're back here on In Focus News Radio KMAN, chatting here today with Brady Burton. He's the superintendent, USD 384 Blue Valley Schools here. And we normally talk to him and Cliff Williams once a month as they come in and chat about what's going on in their schools. Not a lot going on right now. As we mentioned, the end of the school year happening here. And when does school resume for you guys?
We actually start back on our first day back is August 15th. And I did want to mention we do have – I know it's early to be – we just let school out, but we do have enrollment dates set in our district for July 29th and 30th. And so – which will be – we'll put out a lot of information on it. But if anybody in our district is listening, July 29th and 30th, and that's really kind of the really start back into the school season when you get enrollment and then – we start bringing in our new teachers to the district, and then we have 3 days of in-service with teachers before school starts. And during that time, I always have a meeting with our bus drivers, a safety meeting, and then our school nurse does CPR and first aid with our drivers and other staff, and just a lot of things like that. Start gearing up about the end of July on. It's full speed ahead of getting ready for the start of school, which will be August 15th. Brandon, I did want to mention we do have state track is coming up this Friday and Saturday in Wichita. And if people have never been to the state track meet, you ought to go sometime. Back in my coaching days, I used to coach track too and take kids down. But from what I understand, it's the largest track meet in the United States and the only high school track meet where they have all classes in any state. So, you know, you get into the finals, like, say, the 100-meter dash, and you have 12 races. You have six girls and six boys. So you have 12 races of everything going on. So it moves kind of slow. But then also you have the field events going on and so on. But it is really a fun sight to see and to go watch. And we have two kids from Blue Valley going this year, which is kind of down for us. Usually we send six, seven, eight kids. And if you have one relay make it, that's four kids alone. And we usually have a relay, which we didn't this year. So I have a granddaughter at Riley County that's a sophomore, and she's qualified in both the shot and discus. And looking at the seeds for that, she has the best discus throw in the state right now in any class. So hopefully she'll have a good shot at that, and I think in the 3A she's got the third best shot put throw. So wow. Anyway, so that's exciting. Another thing going on right now at district is negotiations, and we do not negotiate with administrators or classified staff, but by law we have to negotiate with teachers, and the bargaining unit for our teachers is NEA. And so we're basically kind of done with negotiations, but we're waiting to ratify until the state Supreme Court decides the case. And that has a lot of impact, not only on that, but I know that the people at the state finance at the Kansas State Department of Ed are recommending to us as superintendents that we wait to ratify or complete negotiations to see what happens with the Supreme Court case. And so that's throwing that behind. And then the state always puts on budget workshops where they release the budget software for all the districts. And we go and listen to any changes being done in that area. And from what I understand, those are usually done in June, that they aren't going to be done in July until after the court case settles. And which throws everything behind, because by law, we have to have our budget to the county clerk by August 26th. And most of the time, even though these things are thrown behind, usually they still keep the law as it is. And so it makes us – we have to have a budget hearing within the district, and then you have to publish your budget in your official newspaper, which for us is the Riley County in, and then you have to wait 10 days after that before you can have your budget hearing. And so then it makes for special board meetings for us to get all those things done usually in – late July and early August to meet all those deadlines.
Now, I know the Supreme Court has till June 30th. I don't think they'll wait that long because they usually release their opinions on Fridays, and I think last year was a couple weeks before that deadline. as you as a superintendent here, are you getting on the website every Friday in June and just refreshing your page, making seeing if they've made a decision?
Well, I do, and we have the KSDE and then the KASB, which is Kansas Association of School Boards, are really good to keep us up to date and sending out text and emails and so on with as soon as there's anything brewing, or they'll say, hey, I think they're going to release it this Friday, that type of thing. So yes, we're, you know, with the way the media is today and things are out there really quick and everybody's very informed and so on and what's going on.
And as a smaller district, and there's a lot of small districts in Kansas that I know that are struggling. I covered one when I was in Emporia up in North Lyon County. They've had to close a school to save $200,000
right.
in their budget. I'm curious to know how schools up here in this part of the state are faring compared to some of the other locations.
You know, I'm not sure on how other districts are. I mean, my focus is more on our district, but we are, one of the smaller districts in the area. And last year, the state put new money into our formula for the first time in many years. And we used a lot of that money. We hired a social worker, Riley County District, and us went together, and which was much needed. A lot of the social-emotional things going on with kids right now impact them more than what's going on with academics. And so we did that. We also hired another para. So we used a lot of our new money to hire a few staff members that we've been lacking, and then also to help boost our base pay. And this year, right now, if everything would stay the same, we're supposed to get around $103,000 new dollars in our district. And based on that and our preliminary negotiations, we've committed $91,000 of that money back into salaries for our not only certified teachers but classified teachers and administrators, trying to get our salaries up a little bit more than where they are right now to help make it easier to attract teachers and staff and retain them. And that's really tough, especially in the classified area, to find people that want to work for $10 an hour doing jobs and so on. And so it's a real issue. We just hired an elementary teacher the other day, and 7-8 years ago, I had 60 apps for a position. You know, now we have, we feel lucky to get one good one. And if you have two or three, you really feel good. So, it's tough. We're hoping that more young people decide to go back into education. But with the salaries and just some of the things out there, the respect factor for teachers and from parents and children and so on, it's a factor in getting people to go into education and becoming teachers today.
Yeah, that's a scary notion when you put it in that kind of perspective here, that one to three maybe applying for jobs here, and that's probably a norm not just here, but
It is everywhere. It is here in Manhattan. I was talking to superintendent over at Clay Center, which is a bigger district, 4A district, and they here a week or so ago, and they have three or four openings still to fill in the teaching area, and just having trouble finding people. I was talking to the superintendent of Valley Heights here earlier in the week, and they had an elementary opening and had three apps and offered it, and all three turned it down for different reasons. So, and one of them, he told me they offered a $2,000 signing bonus. So, I mean, it's kind of crazy out there right now. So if people are listening, looking for something they want to go into and be able to find a job, right now education's it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and you guys are definitely always hiring. I know every year there's always positions that come up here. And do you have a lot of positions open right now? Or?
Luckily, we don't. Okay. The only thing we have open is a para position right now. And I'm talking to a person this afternoon about that. I think our listeners know, we went this past year without a high school math teacher because we couldn't find one. And we had to do they call it blended learning. through our service center, which is Greenbush, where the kids were live online video with a live teacher 2 days a week. And then the other 3 days, it was online learning, and we had one of our own teachers in the room with them. But we have found a math teacher for this year and feel very good about that. So currently all our positions are filled other than this para position. But I know many schools out there are still looking.
Oh, wow. Well, that's good news. So I'm glad to hear it. And we'll invite you to come back out here next month and talk to us again.
We will. Well, thank you.
Okay. Again, Brady Burton, Superintendent, Blue Valley USD 384, our guest here on In Focus. We'll continue on after this, News Radio KMAN.